Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, October 21st, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. As America has been grappling with the terror of the coronavirus pandemic, evangelical leader Sean Foyt has led thousands of maskless worshipers to experience something he calls the, quote, joy of salvation. From California to Nashville, Foyt has defied public health experts and local officials with his Let Us Worship tour, which includes mass gatherings of his followers in different cities. Foyt's final leg and grand finale of the tour is set for this weekend at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And what are federal officials doing to stop it? Absolutely nothing. Foyt is expected to draw around 15,000 guests, and the National Park Service has approved his application to hold the demonstration without any mention of guidelines to mitigate COVID-19 exposure. The fact that the rally is slated to be held some 1,200 yards from the White House has frustrated experts, who say that the federal government is seemingly content to let the pandemic run wild. But D.C. residents and leaders who have no federal representation are caught in the most immediate epidemiological crosshairs. To date, Washington, D.C. has a promising 2% positive rate in phase two of the city's reopening plan, which prohibits gatherings of over 50 people and encourages residents to work from home. Because the prayer event is at the National Mall, it is regulated by the National Park Service, not city officials. The event comes less than a month after Foyt appeared at another event at the Lincoln Memorial, where Vice President Mike Pence surprised the religious leader by making an appearance. At the Washington Prayer March event, which reportedly brought around 75,000 people together, Pence was seen joining in prayer with a mostly maskless crowd. Experts said that a federal agency allowing an event like this to happen, even as the pandemic surges nationwide, reflected a larger problem inside the highest levels of the government. Officials believe America is over the virus. Okay, there are a few things that are off with his story. In an exclusive interview with ABC News and the Louisville Courier-Journal, the police officer who has been at the center of the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor in March insists the killing of the unarmed Black woman was not about race. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly was injured when he caught fire from Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, as he and two other police officers attempted a no-knock drug raid at 1 a.m. Taylor was shot 6 times in a hail of 32 bullets shot into the dark apartment. Mattingly insists that Walker knew that it was the police who were knocking and says, quote, "This is not us going hunting somebody down. This is not kneeling on a neck. It's nothing like that. Because this is not relatable to George Floyd. This is nothing like that. It's not Ahmaud Arbery. It's nothing like that. These are two totally different types of incidences. It's not a race thing like people try to make it to be. It's not." What Mattingly does not seem to realize is it does not have to be deliberate, blatant racism for it to be about race. Nonetheless, the police officer blames misinformation and the timing of the fatal shooting being so close to the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis for the backlash the case received. Mattingly insists that the only mistake he and his team made was in giving Taylor too much time to answer her door after he claims that they repeatedly announced themselves. He said that while Taylor's name was not on the search warrant intended to find drugs tied to her previous boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, they did not anticipate Walker, her current boyfriend, to be at her home. He says that, quote, "There's a reason the police were there that night. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, the only contact you'll probably ever have with the police is running into them in Thornton's or if you're getting a speeding ticket. Other than that, unless you know them, you're not really dealing with the police." The 47-year-old officer insisted that there was no way Walker did not know they were law enforcement officers when he opened fire because of the loud knock, and he contradicted himself about people's interactions with the police by saying, quote, "Everybody knows the police knock." He insists Taylor would still be alive if they had stormed the door. This guy is literally blaming the victim by saying she would still be alive if he gave her even less respect. Regardless, Mattingly ended his interview with ABC by saying that he feels for Taylor and her family. He said, quote, "It's not just a passing, oh, this is part of the job, we did it and move on. It's not like that. I mean, Breonna Taylor is now attached to me for the rest of my life." I'm sure Breonna Taylor's family feels the same. Purdue Pharma, the company that makes the addictive prescription painkiller OxyContin, will reportedly plead guilty to 3 federal criminal charges, including conspiracy to defraud the United States and violating kickback laws. The Department of Justice said that the charges are part of a settlement of more than $8 billion and that the resolution will be detailed in a bankruptcy court filing. Purdue Pharma has been alleged to contribute to the country's opioid crisis that's caused at least 470,000 deaths in the last 2 decades. The settlement is the highest profile action the federal government has taken to hold a powerful drug company accountable for the crisis. A criminal investigation is currently underway, and the company's owners and executives are not excused for criminal liability in the deal. Will Amy Coney Barrett really not rule on her personal beliefs? The Supreme Court nominee reportedly served for nearly 3 years as a trustee on the board of private Christian schools that, quote, effectively barred admission to children of same-sex parents and made it plain that openly gay and lesbian teachers were not welcome in the classroom. The 3 schools in Indiana, Minnesota, and Virginia are affiliated with People of Praise, an insular religious community of which Barrett and her husband have been longtime members. At least 3 of the couple's 7 children have attended the Trinity School in Greenlawn in South Bend, Indiana. The community teaches that homosexuality is an abomination against God and sex should only occur within marriage. Time for another White House deflection. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows disputed CNN's account that President Trump abruptly ended last night's 60 Minutes interview set to air Sunday. On Tuesday night, a CNN White House reporter tweeted that there had been drama during the CBS interview, adding that the president randomly ended his interview after about 45 minutes and, quote, did not return for a scheduled walk-in talk he was supposed to tape with Vice President Mike Pence. Meadows told Fox Business News on Wednesday morning that CBS host Leslie Stahl came across as more of, quote, an opinion journalist than a real reporter. Trump had threatened to preemptively post footage of the CBS show, calling Stahl's interview, quote, fake and biased. He also tweeted a short clip of the reporter not wearing a face mask. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.